play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Green Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Welcome to John Field Gymnasium. Let's go right to public address announcer Gary Mitchell with tonight's starting lineup.
The starting players for United Township. 5'10" sophomore guard number 4, Jacob Mieske. 6'5" senior forward number 14, Raymond Taranis. 5'8" senior forward number 22, Trevor May. 6'5" junior guard, number 40, Lamont Mitchell. And a 6'5" sophomore forward, number 50, Jerry Miles. Assistant coaches are David Robinson, Mike Crawford, and Donnie McDuffie. And the head coach, Mr. Mark Polite. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6 foot sophomore guard, number 1, Ross Devin Ross. 6'1" sophomore guard, number 4, Meeker Ethan Meeker. 6 foot senior guard, number 15, Denzel Jones. 6'1" junior guard, number 32, Gibson, Grant Gibson. And a 6 foot senior forward, number 34, Parks, Tyson Parks, the 4th. Assistant coaches are Steve Chavin, Ryan Hart, and Matt Pogue. The head coach, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Let's play basketball.
Is there any better greeting than when Denzel Jones gets announced and comes out that player tunnel, flips his back backward, salutes to the crowd? And my description does not give it justice, but I mean, it's just as carefree and as playful and as enjoyable as you can see when Denzel comes out.
Even got an extended wave at the end of it tonight, right, as well. So I'll be looking at somebody up in the stands, and there's a lot in the stands tonight. Another very good crowd here on the final night of the season.
Great atmosphere, lots of people in the stands for senior night with cadets, cheerleaders, all being recognized in addition to the Silver Streaks basketball team, which has its starting five back intact, although not entirely healthy, as Ethan Meeker is still trying to fight off the effects of a groin injury. We'll talk about that as the game goes along with Tyson Parks and Lamont Mitchell in the midcourt circle, and the Silver Streaks win the tip, and the final game of the regular season is underway. Right side, Grant Gibson up top to Devin Ross, the sophomore, to the right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper and hits, and the Streaks score first.
Love to see Devin get in the flow. There are games where he doesn't take his first shot till the second half. He gets right after it tonight and cans the first basket.
Averages 6 a game. He had 8 in the victory over IBC last Saturday. Turnaround jumper by Mitchell. Nice fadeaway from 12 feet. Knocks that down. And very quickly, UT ties the game. The player for the Panthers we're especially watching tonight is the big man in the middle, Jerry Miles, a 6'5 sophomore who can play on the outside as well. Already, as we understand it, as a sophomore who's played only 4 games this season, is being heavily watched by Division I colleges already. Down low pump fake by Tyson Parks, but he shuffled the feet and it negates the basket, and the Streaks turn it over for the first time.
That's too bad. A really nice head and shoulder fake by Tyson, but just had a little foot shuffle there. Otherwise, he's got a basket.
Panthers are big. They put 3 players at 6'5 in the starting lineup, on the outside and on the inside. And Miles does present a real matchup problem for the Silver Streaks. Out high, this is Mieske, the sophomore in the starting lineup. Misses a 2-pointer just inside the top of the arc on the run. Ethan Meeker with a rebound. Into the front court. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up to Grant Gibson underneath. And the shot off the glass. Gets his own putback and is blocked from behind. And picked up on the loose ball by Trevor May.
size disadvantage for the Silver Streaks down low. Gibson battled hard, got good position, but the bigger players negated him in a pass leading Lamont Mitchell too much in the lane out of bounds, and UT turns it right back over.
Well, you know, we have had some trouble, especially in our conference games, our last three, which we've lost, not only getting the ball inside, but then getting anything done with it against teams with superior size. And with UT, they're the biggest team we've seen across the board. They got three guys on the roster, 6'5 and 2'6'6, so we better make that first shot count.
Devin Ross drives baseline, cut off there, tries to feed it along the baseline, and it's intercepted by Taranas for UT. Second turnover by the Silver Streaks. Down the lane, good give and go to Mitchell down low, and then he can't finish off the shot. Rebound, Tyson Parks, Streaks trying to get out with it. Into the front court, Gibson drives in from the right side, gets hammered pretty hard, and he's got a couple of free throws coming.
Well, the tempo of this game, I like it. I hope we can keep it right here.
Agreed.
Not that UT can't get up and down too, but that's kind of what they did with us up there. And we've got the guys that can get out in space and score. And Grant Gibson, as Coach Mark Polite mentioned in the pregame, spent a lot of time at the free throw line getting 30 points in that first meeting. And he's got his first one here now as he rolls that first free throw in.
Gilbert on top, 3-2. Gibson at just over 70% on the season from the free throw line. Makes them both. That was after he didn't make a single free throw in Saturday night's victory over IBC. He missed all three of his attempts on a night when the team as a whole shot under 50%. Down the right side on the baseline, Raymond Taranas cut off there, skips it back out, and then off the arms and shoulder of Mieske out of bounds. Not a bad pass. He just must have taken his eye off it or something, and it deflected off him out of bounds. And into the game, Bryant Jefferson at 6'6", replacing the 6'5 Taranas. So in size, they don't lose anything. And
we saw Jefferson in the sophomore game.
A little more slightly built.
Yeah, but go outside. The kid's got a nice three-point shot. You got to watch that.
Gibson on the outside, 4-2 lead, trying to make it 6-2, stripped on the way to the basket. Loose ball picked up by Ross. Out to Jones. Denzel down the lane, up and in with a left hand.
Good job by Denzel. If he goes right hand, that gets blocked. Left hand, able to get the space up off the glass and in.
6-2, Galesburg. Good to see Jones get active. He didn't score in the first half last Saturday night. Had 9 very important points in the second half. He averages just under 10 a game. Into the lane, curling, quick look down low, and Mitchell gets the shot and the lay-in. He has both of UT's baskets, and the Streaks' lead is 2 at 6-4. Ross will walk it across midcourt with a left-hand dribble. Ross and Jones active away from the ball. Now Gibson and Meeker go into motion. Gibson with it on the left wing, up top to Parks. Around a screen, he won't shoot it from out there. Drives down the right side of the lane, up and over the basket. Ross with a weak side rebound. Devil drives it out. Now gets it out to Gibson for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound slammed down to the floor. And going up high for it on the bounce, Trevor May with a rebound. Leading it into the front court to Miles. And Meeker with a strip and a foul as he cut off the lane for Miles driving in. Ethan reached in with the hands, took it out of his arms, but it gets called for his first personal.
Yeah, Ethan trying to take the ball. It ended up looking like a really hard foul the way the play developed. I don't think the United Township fans liked it very well, but everybody came out all right. Meeker with his first foul, and we'll see at the line for the first time the new guy, Jerry Miles, for the Panthers.
Just a sophomore and well-built young man as he misses the first free throw off the back of the rim.
Maybe too well-built. That free throw is a banger off the glass.
Silver Streaks on top, 6-4. We're not even halfway through the first quarter yet. Second free throw off the back of the rim, and Meeker gets the rebound. So it ends up being a good foul. They negated the basket by preventing it, stripping it, and no free throws. Galesburg 6-4. Ross with a help from a screen drives all the way in from the right side, and he gets hacked on the arm on the way to the basket, and Devin will come right back shooting two free throws of his own.
Yeah, love the way Devin split the two defenders that time and went hard to the baskets.
First foul of the game on Trevor May. One on Bryant Jefferson. Two team fouls on UT. And Ross can't get the roll on the first free throw. 6-4, Galesburg. I want to talk about Ethan Meeker's groin injury as he does get the start tonight. Ross missed them both, but in the lane, Tyson Parks with a rebound. Shades of last Saturday night, rebounding a missed free throw.
And he went right up over Miles, too, to pull that one away. That was impressive.
Ross in the midcourt dribble, working his way right, trying to lose Mieske on the outside, nearly did, but they get the pass away over left side to Meeker. Now up top comes Tyson Parks. They're defending well on Grant Gibson.
Sure
he's had a hard time getting off any shots here. Denzel shoots the three and got it.
Why not? Have a big night on your last night on your home court, Denzel.
5 in the first quarter. 9-4 is the Galesburg lead halfway through the first quarter. Sophomores lost tonight. Varsity off to an early lead. There's a shot at the other end and a miss. And a rebound. Ethan Meeker's got 3 boards in the game already. Up court, right side, Ross dribbles to the top of the circle, gives to Denzel. Down the left side of the lane, nice. Nola pass to Tyson with the dunk.
You called it.
And that brings the crowd to life with Galesburg up by 7 now. What an assist from Denzel Jones.
It sure was, and you said when you came up here, I got a feeling Tyson's going to dunk tonight. Well, he didn't wait long, middle of the first quarter, and he plows it down.
11-4. Miles, and he got it. So he didn't. The big guy from the outside hits a 3. That cuts the Galesburg lead to 11-7. Ross will walk it across midcourt. And UT waits in the half-court man. Pulls up on the left wing. Down low to Pice Tyson on the low block. Skips it to the outside Meeker, who was open briefly, but they didn't find him in time. Now Ethan gets bumped. Gives the pass away to Gibson on the wing. Skips it up top to Ross. Drives inside the free throw line. Scoops it back to Meeker. Down the lane. Draws contact. And we're going to have a foul on the floor. That'll be the third team foul on the Panthers. And the first of the game, I think, on Miles.
Yeah, there's some openings in the lane tonight against UT, especially when they've got both Mieske and the two sophomores in there at the same time. Jefferson, not real quick afoot, especially against the quicker Galesburg players.
Joe Williams has come into the game replacing Devin Ross. Galesburg on top, 11-7, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Gibson at the point right now with May guarding him on the outside. Good UT student section has come down, and they're letting Grant Gibson hear it every time he touches the ball with a chant of some sort. And Denzel Jones gets called for an illegal screen away from the ball. That'll be his first foul and the third team foul on the Silver Streaks.
You mentioned the strong defense on Grant Gibson. I think they're pretty convinced by Coach Polite they don't want to let him score 30 again tonight like he did up at their place. But if Grant's getting doubled, somebody else has got to be open, and the Streaks have had good balance early.
I said third team foul. I meant third turnover on the Silver Streaks. 2 team fouls. Here's a lob on the inside to Jones with a quick catch and a score on a foul on Tyson Parks. They just lobbed it into the big man from out high and down low. He got off a very quick shot when he caught that ball, and it caught Parks sleeping.
You know, not only is he a good athlete, but at 6'5", being a left-hander, actually, he reminds me a lot of the guy that's sitting on the bench, Mark Polite, when he played. I mean, he's got a little maturing to do, but he's got the same body's type, and he's got that left-handed smooth delivery.
Miles much better on his third free throw attempt, and that pulls UT within 1 now. They've scored 6 straight on a 3-pointer and a 3-point play. Here's Gibson with a hesitation drive, and he gets called for palming the ball on the outside. And shades of all the turnovers a weekend ago. Galesburg already with 4 here in this first quarter with just under 2 minutes to play.
Hasn't seen much of the palming call. I remember our Christmas tournament at Taylorville, the Chicago vocational game. That was almost comical. Both teams were getting called for that all the time.
Out high for the lob, Mitchell. Another quick shot by Miles. Gets his own rebound, though, as it's deflected in the lane. Jump stop. Tries to feed it through the lane to a cutting Taranis and gets called for the travel. So the Streaks dodge the bullet with UT trying to take its first lead of the game. We've been tied once at 2. And with an 11-10 lead, Galesburg back on offense with under a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Joe Williams walks it up court. Right side, Gibson lost his man going for the steal. Drives in the lane, dribbles it off his foot, and a turnover. Picked up by Mieske. A drive in the left-hand shot up and in at the other end. And there's UT's first lead of the game at 12-11.
Yeah, an impressive drive by Mieske. I thought Denzel was going to time it and go over there and block that shot, but Mieske extended that left arm, got it way up off the glass to prevent Denzel from getting a piece of it.
Panthers have scored 8 in a row. Streaks have been stymied after taking an 11-4 lead. Here's a lob to Tyson. It gets deflected up, gets it back, up and in, and a foul. UT guarded the backdoor cut well, but Tyson recovered and got the putback and a chance at a 3-point play with the Streaks back on top.
And Tyson Parks is flying high. He knows it's his final game on this court, and he has come to play tonight against this big front line for the United Township Panthers.
And the free throw up and off the back of the rim, and the Streaks' lead stays at 1. The foul was on Miles, his first. Galesburg up 13-12, 45 seconds to go, first quarter. May on the dribble out in the midcourt circle. Miles comes out high for it, pulling Parks away from the basket. Lots of room in that lane if they want to penetrate. And the Streaks are being pulled out away from there. Let's see what UT can do. Here's May down the lane. Scoops it away on the give and go on the right side. Mitchell with a shot. Won't go. Put back Miles.
The first shot wouldn't go because Parks came over and blocked it, but he couldn't get two of them, and the putback goes to the Panthers, and they grab the lead.
14-13 back on top. Miles has come alive with eight in the quarter. He was held quiet in the first, well, about 4 minutes of the game, but he scored eight in the last half of the first quarter with 10 seconds to go. Denzel penetrates, gets it out to Meeker. Ethan drives in the lane, goes up with the right hand, and got called for the travel. Six first quarter turnovers for the Silver Streaks, and with 5 seconds to go, the Panthers will get it back and a chance to go up by three, maybe four here. Bouncing it into the front court, May picks it up at three-quarter court. Across the midcourt with 3 seconds. Down the right side of the lane, gets it off with 1 second left, and the shot goes in. Panthers lead by three. Mike Reynolds wanted a palming call on May on the outside after Gibson got called for one earlier, and he's barking, and I think he's got a case, but it's not going to make any difference. Panthers by three at the end of one. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Great start for the Silver Streaks on senior night. Great finish to the first quarter for the United Township Panthers, who outscore Galesburg 12-2 after the Streaks took an early 7-point lead. And UT has the ball to start quarter number two. Mieske on the dribble along with May on the perimeter. Streaks are going to go to a 1-3-1 zone. Driving, Mieske dumps it off, leaves it off for Taranas in the left corner. Now on the outside, Mitchell drives, gives it back to Taranas on the baseline, tries to pull it back out. Streaks have picked up a very active half-court defense here to start off the second quarter. 16-13, Panthers by three. We had four lead changes in the first quarter and one tie. Much better Panther team than we saw a month ago up at UT, and now UT gets called for traveling as Lamont Mitchell gets bumped in the lane, knocked off balance a little bit, and he barks about that one a little bit.
I didn't think he ever even had possession of the ball to get called for traveling. That might have been a makeup call from the end of the first quarter.
Four turnovers now on the Panthers. Streaks had six in the first quarter. Galesburg down three with the ball here with Williams bringing it into the midcourt. Fades his way to the right side of the wing. Just lofts up a three, and it's missed. And under the basket, the weak side rebound to Mitchell. His first board of the game for the Panthers.
Joe's shooting touch has never really found its way here coming back in the middle part of the season. Comes into tonight shooting 38%, only 56% from the free throw line.
And he was 2 of 15 in the game last Saturday night, which the Streaks did win over IBC. Panthers call timeout with just over a minute gone here in the second quarter and a 16-13 lead.
They were having a little trouble adjusting to the Silver Streaks switch of defenses there at the quarter break, so they're going to talk that over. Interesting, Taranas, who really kept them in the game with his shooting up there. He hasn't even taken a shot yet, has he, tonight?
Nope, not yet.
So it shows you they've got some more balance to not even have him fire up a shot yet. And of course, when you bring in a player like Jerry Miles, that really frees things up.
Silver Streaks trying to find their way, not only with a four-game losing streak prior to the victory last Saturday night, but battling some illness. Tyson Parks missed a day of school this week. Grant Gibson missed a day of school this week. And, of course, Meeker battling the groin injury. Coach Mike Reynolds said on Monday, after Meeker played so hard in the game against Rock Island Friday, then sat out the entire game against IVC on Saturday, Mike said before the game here tonight, the swelling was just as bad on Monday as it was on Saturday, so it never really relieved itself. He wasn't sure that Meeker would go tonight, especially with a regional game coming up on Tuesday, but
sure,
they elected to go with him, and he hasn't scored yet.
Well, I was talking with Steve Hawkins in the lobby. His son, Matt, had a track meet at Knox College at Indoor today, and he said he was sick this week but patched himself up in time to go throw the shot put there, so a lot of kids must have been sick.
UT on the dribble, nearly a turnover by the Silver Streaks. Galesburg still diving on the floor. Now we got four players on the floor going for it. And the officials call a tie-up, and the Streaks are going to get it back on the held ball.
And in fact, I think Matt Hawkins, he said, even had a touch of pneumonia. It's just, ooh. And so, yeah, there's been some really tough cold and flu out there here toward the end of this tough winter year.
Matt got the honor of raising the flag tonight as he was recognized in the final game of the regular season and on senior night as well. Great football career for Matt Hawkins.
Yes.
Here at high school. Galesburg on offense, down three. Gibson with a little jump stop in the lane. UT reaches in, strips it out of his hands, but they get called for a reach foul that from up here looked pretty clean. UT faithful certainly thought it was clean, and so is Mark Polite, who's still pleading the case. In fact, he's very animatedly displaying to the official how that should not have been a foul, but Grant on his way to the basket. I didn't really think he was in the act of shooting, but he's going to get two free throws here. And he makes the first one.
Yeah, I'm thinking if you're at home or in your car, you probably heard that collective groan from the United Township faithful when that foul was called. They've got a few more on the road with them here tonight. I think the fans as well as the team have had a little life breathed into them in the last couple of weeks.
Gibson makes both. Galesburg within one, 16-15, 6 minutes to go. Here in the opening half, that was the 15th foul on UT and the second of the game on Trevor May. On the dribble out high, here's May with it, trying to find an opening in the lane. Goes up high with the dribble. Shot circles around the rim and pops out. And Tyson Parks gets the rebound. Gets the outlet to Devin Ross. Galesburg trying to regain the lead here, down one. Gibson with another right wing. Down low. Tyson up and in. Thought about going up for the dunk as he got uncontested to the basket. And he's got 6 points in the game. Streaks by one.
You know, in United Township, their table is set. If they really are improved, they could find themselves in a regional championship next week. They're playing the one seed Ottawa, who's not as good probably as the two and three seeds, Rocky and Moline.
After they play Pekin.
Yeah, who have to play each other. So, yeah, if they've got two really winnable games if they're as improved as we think they are.
There's a shot from the baseline, a little bit too strong, and Tyson with a good reach back to come down with a rebound as the ball came out strong. Galesburg down one, or up one. Here's Williams stepping into a three. That one's an air ball and out of bounds back to UT. And Joe will hear about that from the Panther student section.
Well, I'd love to see Joe find himself. But again, we wondered, not playing for two-thirds of the season. He came in with a lot of fire at that Martin Luther King tournament, but just hasn't really realized. At this point last year, he was a much better player. Of course, he'd been playing all year. He was shooting the ball with great confidence. Not so much right now.
Contact with Miles going into the basket. Shot won't go down, but he gets his own rebound on the putback. He's, rebounded his own missed shot two different times now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
UT back on top by one.
Got a quick second leap.
18-17 Panthers, 4:35 to go first half. Gibson down low to Parks. Drives, gets tripped up, falls to the floor, loses the handle on the ball and turns it over. Streaks keep the pressure on, but Grant Webb, the 5'11 junior end of the game for UT, will bring it across midcourt. Now May has it near the front end of the Galesburg bench. They swing it right, now back left to May. Fakes the three, Streaks with that 1-3-1 zone defense, continuing to perplex the Panthers here a little bit, trying to find some openings on the inside for Miles or Mitchell as they continue to rotate right and left. May drives, dribbles, and jumps off the ball 2 miles in the lane, and the Streaks are going to get called for a hack on the arm. That'll be their 15th foul.
The United Township playing much better defense than the first time we saw them, and actually much better in the second quarter once they got Mieske and Jefferson out. Mieske comes back in, but UT, especially with Miles now able to hold down his own inside, they become a much better defensive team.
Lob out high, nearly goes across half court for Jacob Mieske. Rocky and Moline tied at 19 after one at the Rock Garden.
Well, that's a game's worth of points for Moline.
There's a jumper by Webb into the game off the bench. Pulls up, hits a 16-footer. And it's 20-17. UT matches its biggest lead. Galesburg led by as many as 7 in the first quarter. 3:40 to go here in quarter number 2. Ross to Denzel Jones to the left elbow. Looking into the corner to Williams. Denzel saying, no, Joe, run the other way. And now we got a 5-second call, I guess, as Denzel spent too much time directing traffic with a defender nearby. 8 turnovers on the Silver Streaks. I feel like Galesburg's played hard tonight, but UT's just been crisper, finding some openings. Here's Miles driving, tries to leave it off for Javon Goodwin into the game, and it goes out of bounds off him, apparently. He wasn't ready for the pass, and he definitely didn't handle it when it came his direction, and they're complaining about that. Well, up here, it sure looked like he lost the handle on it.
Yeah. Mark Polite had a conniption, though. He thought he got knocked out of bounds.
Six turnovers on the Panthers. Galesburg down three, and now a push-off on Devin Ross as he brings it into the front court. Guarded closely by Webb, and he just leaned the shoulder down to try to clear off some room. And that's nine turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Dixon and Geneseo playing tonight. We're watching that game because Geneseo and Alleman will play on Monday, and the Streaks will get the winner of that game in the regional on Tuesday. Dixon leads the Maple Leafs 13-9 after one quarter. I didn't realize, Jim, Dixon's won 20 games this year.
Really?
Now, granted, they're not playing the same kind of schedule that Galesburg has played or most of the other teams in the Big Six, but still.
20's 20.
That's right.
Well, and Geneseo lost to Alleman by 17 earlier this year. We'll see how they fare against them on Monday night in that play-in game to see who the Streaks get.
Maple Leafs are 500 coming into their regular season finale tonight. UT patient on offense here, trying to find some openings in that Galesburg zone, skipping it up top to the right side over to Grant Webb. They just continue to move right, left, right, left, right, left, trying to find an opening in the lane. Here's Miles cutting down the lane. Good read by Tyson Parks to intercept it. Ross to Denzel, down the lane, up with two hands, and a follow by Tyson Parks.
Exactly what we wanted. UT tries to slow it down. We get the steal. We get it going, get out, follow up by Parks, and within one.
20-19, UT on top. Parks with eight in the game to go along with five rebounds. 2 minutes to go in the first half, and a two-man trap gets all over Grant Webb and just inside the half court near the scoring table, and Mark Polite calls a timeout to bail out his point guard. Just a 30-second timeout.
Yep, 2 minutes to go before the half in this game. We thought it would be a closer contest than the first one we played up there, and unfortunately it is.
But Galesburg's gotten off to a better start tonight than we've seen in the last three conference games, so that is encouraging.
I think we're still playing at a better level than we did even Saturday night when we won. I don't really notice Ethan Meeker. When he's moving, he seems to flow okay, but he just doesn't seem to assert himself offensively with this injury the way he did before he got that.
Yeah, I would agree. And he's gotten a pretty good rest here in the second quarter. He's been on the bench for a long time with Williams and Ross filling the spot on the outside. Here's Miles driving down the lane. Three white jerseys collapse on him, and then he gets called over the back after the missed shot, and he goes up for the rebound over the back of the Silver Streak, and that'll be his second foul. And the sixth team foul on UT with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 20-19, UT with the lead. Galesburg with the ball now trying to regain the lead. They led briefly here in the second quarter at 17-16. One of six lead changes in this game. Gibson hands off to Williams on the outside, reverses right back to Grant. Thought about the three, steps to the left, lets it go, and it rolls through. Hit the front of the rim, rattled around, and dropped to the cylinder at Galesburg by two.
Well, that you don't get that shot very often. Maybe out in the driveway with a loose rim, but not in a gymnasium. So fortunate bounce for Grant.
May on the outside. Williams flies past him. May with a spin move in the lane, and then a dipsy-doo with a right hand up and in. And we're tied at 22. May with four in the game.
Kudos to May, the small guy, stocky. He just forced himself in there and made a nice spinning shot in the lane.
That is what they are trying to do in that 1-3-1 zone, trying to attack Galesburg with any kind of opening they can find. Here's Gibson for another three, and off the back of the rim. Long rebound out to Parks. Gives it out to Denzel. Stops at the high post, and now bounces it over to Tyson. Drives down the right side of the lane. Gets tripped up, falls down. Called for traveling.
Well,
it's the second time he's drawn contact and not been able to keep his feet.
Doing a really good job inside with Miles on the bench there for a while. Parks was clearly the high man jumping after that ball on the rebound, but then couldn't cash in on the second opportunity, and we're still tied at 22.
Miles on the bench with two fouls for UT. Javen Goodwin has replaced him at 6'2", a little bit smaller, but still a strong-looking young player. Just a junior. Down to the final 34 seconds of the first half, with a tie game at 22. Galesburg was hoping to get it into a little more up-tempo game like they did back in January when they routed the Panthers up at UT. This pace more to UT's liking, coming in at just 5-20. Tied at 22, down to 15 seconds to go with the Panthers holding for the final shot. This is May with it just inside the front court, taps the top of his head, calling out the play with 8 seconds to go. Dribbles left, reverses directions right, back to the top of the arc. Streaks back off him a little bit, hesitation drive, flips it up with the right hand, off the glass, no. Rebound, putback goes through for Goodwin, and UT takes a 24-22 lead heading into the locker room.
Well, I'd rather have that happen at the end of the half than the end of the game. So one of those, I mean, he just barely beat the buzzer on that one on the putback.
24-22, Panthers with the lead heading into the locker room. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll talk to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as part of the halftime comes up. Final game of the regular season with the Streaks trailing by two. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's chicken. It's lettuce. It's sauces and dressing. It's a sandwich meets a salad meets a burrito meets your mouth. It's like racing through a field of fresh vegetables on a horse named Tortilla. It speaks all five romance languages. It's fancyable, worthyable, craveable, absolutely the most delicious thing you ever put in your mouthable. The premium McWrap at McDonald's. It's all these things, all wrapped up. Team one up today with a Dr. Pepper or any other soft drink or sweet tea, and you've got one fantastic pairing. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Participating McDonald's.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Pratty. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yams Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium, final game of the regular season, senior night here, and not much to celebrate right now for the Silver Streaks. Although it has been an entertaining game, it's not been a discouraging start to this one like we saw during Galesburg's four-game losing streak. Been played at a high level, it's been played at an entertaining level, but nevertheless, the Panthers are on top here at the half, 24-22. And it's really been well played on both sides, I thought, Jim.
Yeah, it has. It's been had a very conference game feel. Everything is contested. Nothing comes easy. We really had it going, I thought early on in that first quarter. We put up a nice 13-point quarter, did some things well, but the second quarter got bogged down a little bit. But so did United Township. So anybody's game here at the half. Shall we check the stats?
Let's take a look at the first half statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right, we'll start off with the Silver Streaks, who finished the half 8 of 17 from the field. One three-pointer in each quarter, but that's more threes than United Township had, with just the one in the first quarter. You'll touch on that more again here in a little bit. So 8 of 17 from the field. Meanwhile, the Panthers were 11 of 21 from the field. They cooled off a little bit after a 7 of 12 start in that first quarter. Not many rebounds for the Panthers. Silver Streaks have done a pretty good job on the glass. Just 8 rebounds for United Township. Galesburg has 12 here at the half. Turnovers have been really a problem for both teams. Yep. Galesburg with 10 of them here and 7 for United Township. So the Silver Streaks have more turnovers than they do made field goals at this point. So when you look at that statistic, you feel pretty good about only being 2 points down.
3-point shooting, not many tonight. 2 for 5 for the Silver Streaks. Panthers have taken only 1 3-point attempt and made that one, shot by Jerry Miles. Free throw shooting, Silver Streaks are 4 of 7. Panthers are 1 of 3. We'll take a break here on the halftime show.
Let's take a look at the individual scoring. And again, we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back at the half. It's UT 24, Galesburg 22. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Axline HealthMart Pharmacy in Monmouth, your only authorized Canon camera dealer in the area. Cloudy with a 50% chance of snow tonight. Lows dropping down around 20. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs of 22. Tomorrow night, snow with accumulation between 1 and 3 inches. Lows of 10 with wind chill reading 0 to 10 below 0. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 degrees. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Get the day's local news headlines and more in your email with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and you can subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you as the Silver Streaks trail at the break to the United Township Panthers 24-22, a team that comes in with a record of just 5-20 on the season and 2-7 in the Western Big Six. Their only two victories against an Alleman team that has not won a game in the conference. But a much better team with some changes in the lineups and, of course, the addition of sophomore Jerry Miles, who, finishing off the first half scoring numbers, leads the Panthers with 10. Next up, Lamont Mitchell and Trevor May with 4 points apiece. Javen Goodwin got the last basket right at the halftime buzzer. He, Jacob Mieske, and Grant Webb all have two. Raymond Taranas and Bryant, and that's it. Raymond Taranas has not scored for the Panthers. For the Silver Streaks, Tyson Parks leads the way with 8 and 6 rebounds. Grant Gibson has 7, including 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Denzel Jones with 5. Devin Ross with 2. Ethan Meeker and Joe Williams have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who trail here at the break 24-22. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when the team comes back out of the locker room. Again, a reminder, this is the final game of the regular season. The Silver Streaks boys will play Tuesday night in the regional. The winner of Geneseo and Alleman, which will be the regional opener, again at Geneseo High School. So the Silver Streaks will not play at home again during this season. So at Geneseo Monday for Geneseo and Alleman, and the winner of that game was who the Silver Streaks will play. Galesburg is the top seed in the regional, and we'll have that one for you. It's a little earlier start time on Tuesday, 6:40 for the pregame, with a 7 o'clock tip-off from Geneseo. Again, that coming up on Tuesday. Silver Streaks trail here at the break 24-22. The team's out of the locker room, and we're ready for our halftime interview with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Jim Lee is down on the sideline. Let's find out what the team talks about.
All right, well, Steve, thought you played pretty well overall, but second quarter kind of ran into his offensive struggles.
Yeah, I mean, we felt like we played pretty well, and we're on the verge, I think, of playing really well. We got a little bit out of sync here or there, and that's enough in this kind of game to, you know, get you down a basket. We gave up a couple of plays inside here in our zone to the Miles kid, and he's able to make plays, go to the rim or shoot and score shots. But other than that, we did a good job. We've got to keep the ball moving. They're jumping some of our screens, so the plays behind us, we got to be patient, hold the ball, let the play develop. But we did a lot of good things.
I suppose you kind of felt like you're playing a new team because their addition of Miles and bringing up the sophomores is a different look for them.
Yeah, and you know, we have great respect for them. they're as athletic and skilled as anybody in the league. They just struggle a little bit here and there, and we don't want them to come out of it here tonight. But they're a very dangerous ball club.
Ethan Meeker started, didn't play much in the second quarter. What do you think about him?
You know, he looked like he had plenty of energy. I mean, his fitness level, he's going to be a little rusty, but there was no pain. He moved well. He certainly could be a factor here, but it's just a matter of him sort of getting back on the saddle here again and getting comfortable.
I don't think you'll have to light a fire under Denzel and Tyson their last half on their home court.
No, and they were very active here, and they made some plays, and I'm sure they're going to be big here in the second half.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime with the Silver Streaks trailing 24-22. Looking for some updates around the Western Big Six. Quincy leading Alleman 18-6. That's at the end of the first quarter down at the Devil's Den. And Rock Island leads Moline at the half, 31-30 up at the Rock Garden. Again here, it's 24-22. The Panthers leading the Silver Streaks. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight 80-62. Don't forget, we have Fighting Illini basketball for you coming up tomorrow here on WGIL. Illinois, as we enter into March, travels to Michigan State. We hope you can be here for that one with us at 12:30 tomorrow here on WGIL. And then the Fighting Illini will play Michigan coming up next Tuesday. But again, we will not have that one as the Galesburg boys play Geneseo or Alleman at Geneseo in the regional opener on Tuesday night. They out and start the second half along with Ross, Gibson, Parks, and Denzel Jones. So the same five who started the game will start the second half for the Silver Streaks. For UT, they are sending out Mieske, who started the game, along with Miles, Mitchell, May, and, oh, there's Toronto's way over there right in front. He kind of blended in on the UT bench. That's why I didn't see him over there. So both teams with their starting five to start the second half as well. UT with the ball. May driving down the lane with a right-hand teardrop up and in. And UT, after closing the first half of the basket, scores very quickly to start the third quarter here. And the Panthers now up by four, 26-22. That's their biggest lead of the game. And now at the other end, Mieske knocks the ball out of Ross's hands out on the sideline. Galesburg will keep it. Inbounding, Grant Gibson from the right sideline. A lot of orange jerseys blocking off the white jerseys. Jones uses a screen to come out high to take the inbound pass. Now Ross up top, Meeker with his first shot of the game, and it's off the mark, but a rebound. Parks right back to Denzel, up and in. Parks with his seventh rebound keeps it alive, and Denzel cutting right down the lane. Nobody blocked him out.
Well, as we said, there's going to be a whole lot of energy from those two guys to finish up their GHS careers out here on the home court in this second half.
Miles comes out high for the pass for the Panthers. Now May with it, trying to find Miles on the inside. Keeps it on the perimeter. Throws it right to Jones. Deflects it into the backcourt. Leads the break to the other end. And May with a reach in gets called for the foul as Denzel heads to the basket. Nope, they're going to say May got a clean. Nope, they are going to call him for the foul now. And that is his third.
Well, in the Silver Streaks, when we get to next year, we're going to have a good team as well. But we'll really miss Tyson Parks and Denzel Jones, not only for their athleticism, but these guys just epitomize hustle and being just good teammates, good character guys out there. They will be sorely missed. These are two quality young kids.
Jones makes the first free throw, pulls the Streaks within one at 26-5. He's already got 3 points here in the second half, eight for the game, and the second free throw on the way and off the back of the rim. And the rebound. Gibson got good position in the lane, but the taller Mitchell behind him was able to come down with a rebound. Galesburg trailing by one, 26-25. Panthers with the ball. We played a minute of the third quarter. This is Toronto's with it on the right side. He hasn't taken a shot in the game. Lob on the inbound to Miles. Got position on Parks. Take it strong right to the basket, up and in with a left hand.
Yeah, Meeker even came over and tried to help out and pull it away from him on the backside, but Miles was just too strong. He took on both our defenders and still scored.
12 in the game to lead all scorers for Jerry Miles for the Panthers. UT knocks it out of the hands of the Silver Streaks at the other end. Galesburg again keeping it. 6:35 to play here in the third quarter. In the lane, Gibson trying to post up. Fakes right, now gives off to Parks, drives in, dumps it off left side, and tripped up Denzel Jones, knocked out of bounds. But a foul called on UT will be their second of the half here on a push, and we play just 90 seconds here in the third quarter. So a couple of quick fouls could bear good things to come later on in the game.
Little surprise Gibson didn't go ahead and take it up over the shorter May down in the lane.
Here's Grant down the lane, draws contact from May, forces up the shot anyway, and a very late whistle as that shot was already deflecting off the rim when the official blew the whistle.
And Raymond Chiranas gets called for a reach in, his first. And now the Panthers have three team fouls with 6:23 to go in the third quarter. And Gibson gets two free throws. He's made all four of his attempts here in the game. Fairly quiet 7 points in the first half for the Streaks' second all-time leading score. Makes the first one. And the Streaks are within two at 28-26.
And that foul call had Panthers coach Mark Polite with his hands up on his head. He does not want to see Grant Gibson at the free throw line in the second half very often.
Missed the second one. Mitchell comes down with his third rebound for UT. May will walk it into the front court with the Streaks down two, 28-26. Panthers have led by as many as four on two different occasions tonight. Streaks have led by as many as seven. That was way back in the first quarter. Panthers went on a big run to negate that good start for Gillsburg. May on the outside, guarded by the sophomore Roth. That's senior on sophomore. Down low, Miles juggles the pass on the baseline. Whips it through the baseline. Good job by Taranis in the near corner to hang on to it. Gets it out to Mieske, right back to Taranis for three, and got it. His first shot of the game.
Finally got his look, and it was a clean look, and he buried it from the corner right below our broadcast position. UT 3 out of 3 from the field to open the second half.
Biggest lead of the game for the Panthers at 5. Meeker with a quick dump pass down low. Gibson stepped past his defender and then missed the shot. Rebound by Jerry Miles. It's been hard to come by tonight for Grant Gibson from the field. At the other end, Miles draws contact, gets blocked, and the loose ball picked up by May up and in. And it's the Panthers by 7 now at 33-26.
After the miss, Miles basically was a moving screen. He just forced his way back in and cleared the way for the man to get to the basket.
And a push foul called on the opposite end. There's four team fouls on UT, not even 3 minutes into the second half. But the Streaks have actually fallen farther behind. They've been outscored by 5 here in the quarter, trail by 7, and the second foul of the game on Jacob Mieske for UT.
Well, last week we got way behind and staged a furious comeback against Rock Island. Got within 5 with some incredible shooting from Gibson and Williams. I don't want to get that far behind, though, tonight and have to rely on that.
Down the lane, Parks draws contact. Fadeaway shot gets that up and in over the rim, and a quick timeout called by Mike Reynolds. A full timeout by the Silver Streaks, trailing by 5, 5:06 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Gillsburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The City Bus Transfer Point downtown is permanently located at the corner of Prairie and Main Streets near the Sandberg Annex and Azer Medical Supply due to construction of the Seminary Kellogg Overpass Project. New semi-enclosed bus shelters for the blue, green, and red gold routes will be built at this location in the near future. For bus routes and fare details, find them on Facebook. Just search Galesburg Transit.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
A busy debate schedule for the Republican candidates for governor continues Monday night in Champaign. We'll have live coverage of the debate Monday night beginning at 7 on WGIL.
Final game of the regular season here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, and the Silver Streaks, again, have continued to play well here, but UT is playing a very solid game here tonight. Streaks put on the press here, coming out of the Gillsburg timeout, trailing by 5. May breaks it into the front court, cut off by Meeker. He's got that defensive assignment now. May curls around into the lane and loses it off his knee out of bounds after he took it up, or tried to take it up. That's the ninth Panther turnover.
Yeah, Ethan helped him lose the ball. He poked it in there off of the knee of May, who was doing it all trying to get the basket. Nearly a foul out there against Joe Williams, not called, and the Streaks retain possession.
Here's Meeker with another three. Good!
There we go.
Meeker with only his second shot of the game and his first basket. Pulls Gillsburg within two at 33-31. The Streaks keep the full court press on. Into the front court, here's a two-on-one. Mitchell tries to find Taranas and throws it away. He had Taranas open on the weak side after Mitchell drew the two-on-one defense, but he bounced it so hard and so far away from Taranas, he never had a chance at it.
Oh, it's sweet to see that three ball from Ethan Meeker, from anybody on the team. You know, we flourished on shooting three-pointers early in this season, and they've been hard to come by the last couple of weeks.
Gillsburg trying to tie the game. Backdoor to Gibson, and he juggled the ball and lost it out of bounds on a wide-open opportunity on a bounce pass from Denzel Jones.
I mean, nobody feels worse about that than Grant. I think he just was looking up. He was so wide open and just didn't grab the ball. And normally that's not Grant. He's got great hands, but just took his eye off it there.
May dribbling it up front court and almost picked off. Good running defense on the front side by Williams, and then Gibson came from the backside and poked it free and almost had a steal.
And if he'd have taken that one cleanly, he'd have been wide open going the other direction for half the length of the court. So the streak's causing the Panthers some offensive trouble here. Galesburg still trails by two, though, halfway through the third quarter. Dribble out high by Grant Webb playing the point now, giving a little breather to May, who's caused a lot of havoc for the Silver Streaks on his own. He's no C.J. Carr, but he's been done a good job penetrating into the lane. Here's a jump stop travel with a slide foot on the Grant Webb, and the Panthers have turned it over four times in this quarter, 11 for the game.
Yeah, they keep running May across the high post there. The Streak's doing a nice job whichever side he went to there, whether it was Tamika's side or Williams. They both got a bump on him and let him know they were in the neighborhood.
And now a travel by Joe Williams across midcourt, with Joe being mildly guarded, and the Streaks have turned it over on back-to-back possessions. Now they have 12 in the game. 3:44 to go, third quarter, 33-31, Panthers on top. Lead pass into the front court from the sideline to Trevor May, who stops at the left wing and now dribbles it backward toward half court. Guarded by Joe Williams. Streaks are in the man defense. Their 1-3-1 caused some problems for UT in the second quarter, but Galesburg still went down by two at the half. Down by two here. May takes it all the way in from the right side. Scoops it up with a finger roll off the glass. Won't go. Parks rips away the rebound, and a foul from Grant Webb on the floor, reaching up and fouling Parks, who came down with a rebound. And that's five team fouls on the Panthers now.
Well, and Trevor May was on the floor. I mean, it was a tough position for him. He's trying not to get stomped all over right under the basket, but I was a little worried for our rebounders, in particular Tyson Parks. You know, you want to go up after the ball, but you know you got a guy underneath of you. You don't want to come down on your ankle in a bad way there. We avoided all those problems and got the ball back.
Streak's trying to tie the game. Down two here. Meeker up top. A little bit of contact. Dribbles left. UT comes out to harass him. They get the pass away to Denzel Jones. Leaves it off to Grant Gibson. Drives into the lane. He gives it off to Parks. Up with a right hand and in. And a foul. And the Streaks have tied the game with a chance to take the lead.
Parks leans his body, gets an angle so he can get it up off the glass and not get the shot blocked. Initially, I thought Grant was crazy to give it up, but once you saw Tyson flashing in wide open, you had to like the assist from Grant Gibson.
Three fouls on Miles, six team fouls on the Panthers. Still 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Parks makes the free throw. Galesburg's back on top. Five in the quarter for Tyson, 13 for the game, and it's 34-33 Galesburg. Galesburg trailed by as many as seven here. They have gone on an 8-0 run to take the lead. Back into the game, Mieske for UT. He has it now across midcourt to the free throw line. Gives it off to Taranas. Drives with the right hand and gets blocked, and a foul called on Joe Williams.
All right, a good aggressive play by Joe. Sometimes he makes some questionable fouls. That was a great one because you don't want to give Taranas an easy layup. Make him earn it from the line. Joe was going for the block, got some arm.
So the Panthers trying to come right back after falling behind, and Toronto's misses the first free throw.
Foul's looking better all the time.
That's the second time the Streaks have gotten a good clean foul with a player going to the basket, and they didn't take advantage of it from the free throw line, and they missed them both. And Grant Gibson with a good box out to come down with a rebound as he was contested hard by Lamont Mitchell. Only the second rebound of the game for Gibson, who brings it across midcourt. Galesburg with a one-point lead in the ball. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Williams down the lane. Puts it up over Miles. A shot won't go, but he fights off two defenders for his own rebound. Now Gibson with a spin move. Shot off the rim, and it won't go. Toronto's with a rebound. Streaks still lead by one, under 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Joe Williams still without a basket in this game. Contact in the lane and a foul called, a blocking foul on Tyson Parks as May continues to penetrate and take it strong to the basket. That's the second foul of the game on Parks and the second team foul on the Streaks here with 2:17 to go, third quarter.
If you remember up at East Moline last month, Joe Williams did not have a good game at all. Neither did Devin Ross, but we had so much from Gibson and Meeker with 53 between them.
Here's a big block by Williams on May in the lane. Loose ball picked up by Meeker. Other end foul. And Ethan will go to the free throw line. And you get nervous watching Ethan go to the free or going for the driving layup, knowing that a foul is coming and playing with that groin injury. And he came away slapping the padding on the wall underneath the basket, frustrated that he didn't get the shot down. But good to see right back to the free throw line and makes the first one. What a big block by Joe Williams on Trevor May. He got that long reach up there and slammed that ball to the floor. Streaks by two, 2:06 to go, third quarter. Second one by Meeker, up and rolls through. Five in the quarter and for the game for Ethan Meeker. Silver Streaks by three, 36-33. It's a 9-0 run. Sari making a 10-0 run. Here's a long three by Mieske, and it's good. He was way out there on the left wing, and just like that, he ties the game at 36.
Yeah, the left-hander really hurt our sophomore team in the first meeting up there. They moved him up to the starting lineup of the varsity, and that's what he can do, and he was, Brad, way out for that three.
Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Denzel Jones in the left corner. Here comes the trap. He gets it away to Gibson, who takes a hard foul from Mitchell coming over for the steal. That's 18 fouls on the Panthers, so Grant will shoot a 1-1. Second foul of the game on Lamont Mitchell. Sorry, that's his third. Third foul. Three on Mitchell, three on May, three on Miles, come what may.
Well, you gotta like.
I could come up with a better rhyme than that. Give me a second.
You gotta like the setup, though, on the scoreboard. We're tied, but we got Gibson at the line. He makes the first one. And we're gonna be shooting free throws for quite a while before they ever get there. 18 fouls on them, just two on the Silver Streak. So you like that at least at this point.
Grant Gibson 6-for-7 from the free throw line. He's got 9 points, going for double figures here on the second one. It's up and in. Gillsburg by two. 38-36, Gibson with 10 in the game. Tyson Parks also in double figures with 13. UT breaks the press. Mieske drives. Toronto's left corner for three. Rolls off. Rebound. Streaks lost the handle on it. UT gets it back. Streaks had two white jerseys there to come down with a rebound, but nobody could control it, and UT gets another crack at it. Minute 25 to go, third quarter. Two-point lead. Lob on the inbound out high, 2 miles. Guarded by Parks. Puts the ball on the floor once. Passes it away. Mitchell fakes left, drives right, now backs out between the circles, guarded by Gibson. They'll get it over to May near the midcourt circle, who looks over to Mark Polite, his head coach, calls out the play. May backs all the way up to the half court. A big screen by Miles, frees up May to shoot a two-pointer. It rolls off. Rebound Miles with a left-handed putback. And he pumps the fist coming away firing as he's tied this game again at 38.
Now Miles just rolled down the lane that time. It was able to get inside position. Tyson Parks behind him couldn't do much, and Miles, the left-hander, just reached up there and kind of dropped it in.
Denzel Jones curls around up top, gives off to Joe Williams. Streaks running a little bit of a weave here on the outside. Joe pulls up right side. Denzel fires the three, banks it in. Denzel off the glass, gives the Streaks a three-point lead.
A little fist bump by Denzel, and he's smiling. I don't know that he called bank on that, but he'll take it.
He's in double figures with 11. May right back down the lane, up and in with the right hand. He'd missed his last three, but he pulls the Panthers within one. Six in the quarter, 10 for the game for the point guard Trevor May for the Panthers with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gibson in the midcourt circle will hold as Gales breaks down to 10 seconds to go. Still working his way along the midcourt line with 6 seconds. Trying to find an opening, dribbling left. Now there he goes, down the lane. Reverses to the right hand. Lays it up and in. That's the end of the third quarter with Galesburg on top. 43-40. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Listen, bid, and you could come away with a steal during the WGIL radio auction. Check out the growing list of items that'll be up for bid at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter just underway. Galesburg with the ball, leading United Township 43-40. How nice to get the basket at the end of the third and start with possession in the fourth. Gibson fakes a three, down to Tyson, missed the shot, fight for the ball on the opposite side of the rim, and we got a whistle that stops play and I think a foul on UT. What a look from Grant Gibson. He pulled up like he was going to shoot the three, but Parks cleared open in the lane like he was ready for it. Might have been a design play with a little eye contact between the two.
And then Tyson just couldn't finish off the shot, but he draws the third foul of the game on Jacob Mieske and makes the first free throw. And the Streaks are going to shoot two free throws the rest of the game, with the next one putting him in the double bonus.
Yeah, and I got to think Coaches Reynolds and Cheeseman made it apparent in that huddle. Attack the basket. When you got a 9-2 foul situation, you go ahead and go after it inside. If you're wide open, maybe take the three, but for the most part, you got a great opportunity here to spend the rest of the game at the line.
Parks missed the second free throw, and then Joe Williams fouled going for the rebound. That is his third. Now a 9-3 advantage for the Streaks in team fouls. May drives, pulls up at the free throw line, missed the shot. Parks reaches out for the rebound, gets it out to Ethan Meeker. Leads the break to Gibson. Up with the right hand and in. Good transition basket by the Silver Streaks, who lead by six now. 46-40 just underway in the fourth quarter. And a steal by Meeker. A bad pass from May. Ethan with the layup. And the Streaks, with their biggest lead of the game, force a UT timeout. Crowd to its feet. 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. It's 48-40 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Michigan State tomorrow afternoon at 12:30.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Since the Silver Streaks fell behind by seven at 33-26, not quite 3 minutes into the third quarter, they have outscored the Oneida Township Panthers 22-7. And now lead by eight with 7:15 to go in the game, 48-40, and the Streaks put the full court pressure on, coming out of the Panthers' full timeout. In the backcourt, this is May with it. He's been a spark plug for the Panthers. He drives it into the front court and backs away from the Streaks' defense in the lane. Nine team fouls for UT, only three on the Silver Streaks, a lot on the scoreboard favoring Galesburg right now, but a long way to go. May on the left side bounces it in, poking it away from the backside. Parks intended for Miles on the low blocks, and a good read by Tyson.
Silver Streaks really picking it up on defense. A lot of spring in their step coming off their offensive success. Filling the lanes and doing a nice job of shutting down the big threats for UT.
Oh, deflected away, and then Ross knocked the inbound pass away from May. May was just going to let it dribble out of bounds, and Ross alertly came from the backside and slapped it from behind May off of him and out of bounds back to Galesburg. That may be one of the best defensive plays of the year. Here's Ross at the other end, banks it in.
Why not? It's like the guy who makes the great catch gets up and hits a home run in baseball. Two good plays in a row.
It's a 9-0 run. The Streaks by 10, and then a trap by Ross and Gibson out high on May. That'll be the first foul of the game on Grant Gibson and the fourth team foul on the Streaks. Minute and a half to go in the gone here in the fourth quarter. 10-point Galesburg lead, their biggest of the night. Mieske on the inbound to May. And now this may be where the situation of a 5-20 team trying to beat a 20-win team is starting to rattle the Panthers here as they throw it away again on the other end.
They're clearly rattled, and they got guys taking shots that they probably don't want to. They're turning the ball over. Silver Streaks are feeding off of that. And you know these guys just really want to put on a great show in their final quarter of the season on this court. And so far, through the first 2 minutes of this fourth quarter, they've done just that.
And it's been everybody. It hasn't been one or two guys. It's been everybody tonight. Up top, Grant Gibson shoots just outside the free throw line and swishes it.
We have got it going on right now, guys.
It's a clinic. Galesburg by 12 now as the run has reached 11. And Miles driving at the other end runs right into both Williams and Parks, and a two-shot foul coming on the third foul of the game on Tyson Parks. So give the Panthers credit to come back aggressively and taking it right at the Silver Streaks. They stop the clock just under 6 minutes to go and get Miles to the free throw line.
Now Tyson stumbled a little bit coming up the court and then was trying to make up for it to get up there and collided with Miles, who's not a good free throw shooter. He threw up another brick right there. He's going to have to improve that part of his game.
Yeah, he's 1-for-4, and again, if you weren't with us earlier, he's a 6'5 sophomore.
getting clearance from the IHSA to play as he misses them both, and he's played about the last 4 weeks here.
Missed another free throw.
And he's getting a lot of looks from Division I schools, we understand, only as a limited playing sophomore. Here's Gibson with a drive at the other end, too strong with a left hand over the rim and under the basket. Goodwin with the rebound, and the Panthers trying to snap this run with the Streaks leading by 12. Fake left, driving right by Mitchell. Off-balance shot with a right hand. Deflected on the rebound from Parks to Gibson. Now Tyson picks it up. And from the backside, Mitchell goes for the steal, and Tyson gets called for the travel. First turnover of the fourth quarter on the Silver Streaks.
Can't fight the effort. Both Gibson and Parks trying to pull that thing away down there. Tyson finally got it. Here's a lob inside and a miss.
And another fight for the rebound, and this time Grant Gibson controls. Double team under the basket, trying to spin away from everybody, and then gets it over to Devin Ross and throws it out of bounds.
Well,
nobody came over to help Grant. I can't blame him there.
Yeah, well, you got to credit United Township. They have not let us clear the ball out of there once we've got the rebound two consecutive times, so they're fighting, but the Streaks up 12 trying to put this thing away.
Five team fouls on the Streaks, nine on UT. And they continue to play hard and aggressive with 5:20 to go in the game and the Streaks leading by a dozen. May on the outside bounces it over to Mieske on the right wing, guarded by Meeker. Good defense by Ethan as Mieske wanted to drive. Now he takes it from the left side all the way around on the left side of the lane. Got just a half step on Ethan, and that was enough, and he gets fouled going to the basket from the weak side, coming over to help out Joe Williams, his fourth.
Well, so the foul situation starting to even out a little bit now. The next one puts UT in the bonus. This one has Mieske at the line for two shots.
His first free throw attempts of the night. He has 5 points in the game, two in the first quarter, three in the third quarter, and the first free throw by the left-hander is good.
Mieske,
that snaps the 11-0 Galesburg run.
With a slight build, he reminds me a little bit of Jake Scott, the former Silver Streak here a few years ago. Similar build, left-hander.
Suppose Mieske plays golf as well as Jake did?
I don't know.
He was pretty
does.
Good. I'm sure Jake's still playing very fine golf. Mieske's second free throw, very good. Their first points of the fourth quarter, Galesburg's leads by 10. Got to finish off the Panthers here, 5:10 to go, a long way. Streaks break the press. Grant Gibson with
yes!
the loss!
And a two-handed jam!
And a big old smile from Tyson Parks after he finished that one off. And a roar from the Galesburg crowd.
What a nice pass, too, from Gibson. That was a perfect touch pass.
May, triple team, blocked, out of bounds, last touch by the Streaks.
I'm really not sure that May is the guy they want to keep having put the ball up down 12. They've got better offensive threats.
Well, and the Streaks are defending the lane so much better than they did earlier. Here's a steal. Meeker with the layup. And the Streaks are having some fun now.
And a heck of a lead pass by Parks, who barely got that on his palm and just pushed it out ahead to Meeker for the layup.
He had his back to the ball on the inbound, but he recognized that Miles was going for it, so Tyson just got his hand straight up in the air. He knocked it loose, and with the ball on the floor, he just dove for it and deflected it to a running Ethan Meeker for the layup. Miles in the lane with a catch and a turnaround and a miss and a rebound. Put back is off the back of the rim and a foul.
There is truly a lid on the rim for the Panthers
right now.
They are 0 of 6 from the field. Most of them shots closed in this fourth quarter.
Yep. Mitchell, Miles, and May have all missed two shots apiece, but Miles back to the free throw line makes that one. He's 2 for 6 from the line tonight. 5 in the half, 15 for the game to lead UT. 56-43, Logan Davis into the game for the Streaks. As Tyson Parks gets a tremendous reception coming to the bench for a breather, and Miles makes the second. 56-44. The only senior who has not played yet tonight for the Silver Streaks is Bryce Reed. And if the Streaks can maintain this lead, we'll get to see the Streaks' three-point shooter before the game ends. There's Denzel Jones, trapped in the backcourt, gets it over to Ross. Trapp is waiting for him, so he lobs it into the front court to an open Meeker. They got Davis alone on the baseline, but the Streaks want to run some offense here. Here's Meeker all the way with the right hand, and a finger roll drops off the rim.
How in the world does that not go down?
What a great move by Ethan, and it should have been a great finish. I don't know how that ball didn't fall through. Streaks still lead by 12. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. Mitchell at the free throw line. Into Miles. Fade away from the high post. Rolls off, and where did Devin Ross come from to get that rebound?
Great timing, anticipation by Ross to clear that one.
Into the front court, Logan Davis for three. Over the rim, but the rebound put back by Meeker.
And Galesburg calls a timeout with 3:34 to go in the game. And Mike Reynolds wants to talk it over with the Streaks. He wants to see this team finish leading by 14. 3:34 to go in the game. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
What a fun night it's been here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Still 3:34 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead United Township 58-44. Let's run through some other scores because Monmouth Roseville has had a tremendous comeback in the fourth quarter in the regional title game to force overtime at Macomb. Rockridge stays undefeated, winning the regional over Kewaunee. And Rocky and Moline continue to go back and forth with the Rocks up 40-39. May on the outside coming out of the Galesburg timeout, drives with a right hand shot, won't go down, but he draws the foul.
And Rocky and Moline to have at it again the next time they hit the court in their regional opener on, I believe, Tuesday.
Quincy over Alleman at the half, 32-16. And it looks like Geneseo's rallied to tie up Dixon late in that game. Rocky's now expanded the lead, 49-41 over Rock Island at the end of the third quarter, over Moline, excuse me. And May misses the first free throw. 18 fouls on the Silver Streaks. And the second free throw rattles through for the senior Trevor May, also playing in his final regular season game. 13-point Galesburg lead. Panthers with a full court press on. Ross and Meeker in the backcourt. Ethan driving up the far sideline into the front court. Bullet pass right side to Davis on the low block. Skips it back out to Meeker on the wing. Spins away and a foul on the floor called against Javen Goodwin, and that'll put Meeker at the line shooting two.
Good thing Davis was paying attention because Meeker rifled that ball to him. I didn't even mind that he didn't get a shot off, just the fact that it didn't go out of bounds. Because if you've only been in the game for a minute or two and you get one of those set your way, that's tough to catch.
And Meeker makes the first free throw. Ethan, struggled for a good first half of the season, maybe a little bit longer from the free throw line. But he really seems to have gotten that shooting touch back from the line here. As he misses the second one, I'm sorry, never said a word. He's over 62% from the season now as Mitchell rebounds that miss.
Tyson Park's getting a nice rest here in case we need him the final couple of minutes.
Mitchell down low, fade away from the left side of the lane, swishes it up and in over Denzel Jones. That's Mitchell's first basket since the first quarter.
And the first Panther field goal of the fourth quarter.
2:45 to go in the game. Ethan drives, dishes it out to Jones on the outside to Grant Gibson. He drives down the lane, jump stop, wow, up and in with the right hand.
Nobody picked him up. He just walked down the lane, made a layup. I'm sure Mark Polite's really disgusted with that.
61-47. Gibson with 6 in the quarter, 11 for the half, and 18 for the game. Mitchell, right side, Miles shoots a 3. Swish.
Enough to keep a minute there with the 3 by Miles. Still an 11-point game.
61-50. Parks will come in at the next opportunity for the Silver Streaks. Gibson almost lost it running along the half-court line. He dribbled it into the half-court. Now Meeker draws a double-team trap and gets knocked to the floor. He's a little slow to get up. And then once he's up on his feet, he's a little slow to stand all the way up. And he walks a little bow-legged to the free throw line. Got to believe that groin injury is bothering him a little bit more there.
Yeah. Well, it was a tough call for Mike Reynolds. I mean, this is the final home game and conference game. He could have sat him out and, couldn't have asked many questions getting him ready for the regional. But on the other hand, if he doesn't play tonight, I think it's a whole lot closer ball game. Meeker's done a lot of nice things for us here.
Especially here in the second half. Defensively in the first half, and his offense is picked up in the second half as he makes one of two at the free throw line. Mitchell with the rebound. 62-50, Galesburg by a dozen, 2 minutes to go in the game. Dixon has finished off Geneseo 64-53, so the Maple Leafs lose their regular season finale heading into their regional opener against Alleman, who's getting trounced down at Quincy. And the Panthers turn it over again in the half court. They got 16 for the game.
Yeah, that turnover may have been the death blow if they're going to come back. Streaks want to work a little clock here, take their time, probably end up at the free throw line.
Meeker will move it into the front court on the right wing. He dribbles around Miles, gets to the low blocks, out to Denzel Jones. He drives baseline, skips it out to Gibson. Streaks are just toying with UT here. Now Denzel from the right wing starts to move inside the arc and gets called for travel. And Mike Reynolds looks at his players and says, guys, got to play smarter than that.
Well, I think they did the smart thing. We had two guys attack the basket. Might have taken shots normally they would take. They kicked it back out. I think what happened to Denzel there, he got the ball in the corner, and I think initially he's thinking, well, we're working around. Well, there was nobody between him and the basket.
Right.
So it's hard not to get a little excited, and he took a step too quickly there.
Well, Monmouth-Roseville rallied back, got a shot at the buzzer to send the game in overtime at the regional title game as Mieske drives from the outside down the lane and up with the left hand. How about a basket from Trayvon Smith at the overtime buzzer to win it 62-61 at Macomb?
Oh, my gosh.
And they will play Rock Ridge in the sectional semifinal. What a game.
A one-point. It's not a two-point win. That had to go down or they lose.
Yeah. So,
oh, my goodness.
You know, a shot at the buzzer just to get it to overtime and then a shot at the buzzer to win it. That'll go down as a regional final classic, won't it?
Absolutely.
Meeker's free throw rattles in and out. He's missed three of his last four since I complimented him on his improved free throw shooting. Minute 23 to go in the game. Galesburg by 10. Second free throw is good. Ethan Meeker with 9 in the quarter and 14 for the game, all in the second half. Streaks by 11, 63-52, minute 20 to go. Mieske picks up his dribble out high, driving Mitchell past Tyson Parks, lost it on the way. Parks outlet after the steal to Meeker, steps into the lane with a left-hand miss. Denzel with a rebound, trying to dribble out away from traffic, has his pocket picked by Miles. Now Parks steals it back and lays it up and in. And I think Tyson got poked in the head, but he comes running away, looks to be all right. 65-52, Galesburg by 13. A three from the near corner is good by Bryant Jefferson. And the Panthers call a timeout with a 10-point deficit and 47 seconds to go in the game. One timeout remaining for UT.
Just can't quite finish these guys off, but we're keeping them at bay. That one flurry there, I don't know. Down this way, did you call that a steal or a blocked shot when we got it and went the other way with initially? He went up in the air, but I don't know if he ever really got a shot off or not. I suppose it was more a turnover than a shot.
I think I marked that down as a turnover,
okay.
Yeah. And then at the other end,
good grief,
Meeker,
there was a lot
Meeker probably did more than he really needed it to try to get off the shot going one-on-one with a layup at the other end.
He bent his body in a way that if I tried that, you'd just take me to the hospital, man. He was I don't know, he was going one way and he bent clear back the other. And
made this big left stride into the lane, a parallel to the basket, and made it. A harder shot than it probably needed to be. Denzel got the rebound and then had his pocket picked. And then Tyson came in from the backside, stole it right back, and he got the basket. Parks with 5 in the quarter, 10 for the half, and 18 for the game. How about the Silver Streak senior? 1 point short of his career high in his final game here at John Field Gym. And Bryce Reed, the last senior to get into the lineup, is into the game for the Streaks. Joe Williams lobs it in on the inbound to Grant Gibson. Grant, pressure in the backcourt, draws a double team, gets it into the front court to Meeker. He'll drive to the right side, into the lane, no, looks it to Bryce Reed, under the basket, who was open. He juggles the ball, and they get it back outside with 30 seconds to go. Gibson gets fouled by May with a hand check.
Can't help but wonder if maybe they didn't have that play designed when they came out of the huddle
to
get Reed the ball. And I think it was another case. He was so wide open, I think he clutched a little bit, nearly missed the ball.
So Gibson will go to the line shooting two here with 30 seconds to go in the game. The first free throw rolls off. Rocky leading Moline. It's almost to double figures now. Quincy on top of Alleman, 51-25 now at the end of the third quarter. Gibson makes the second of the two free throws. 11-point Galesburg lead, 66-55, and another turnover by the Streaks in the half court. Tried to feed it into the lane after a drive to the baseline. Gibson picked it off and now is fouled with 22 seconds to go. Well, I like what I see from Galesburg tonight in this victory, much better than what we saw in the victory over IVC last Saturday to snap the four-game losing streak. I think everybody's got to feel a little better about this team heading into the regional next week now.
Well,
you still got to play them.
This is more what we saw for a good part of this season on our home court. Meeker going to sit down, bad groin in all the last 22 seconds. I still think, you look,
look around. I think they'll still try and get a shot for Bryce Reed before it's over. Of course,
or Logan Davis is back in.
Yeah, we got four seniors all out there now, all four of the seniors together to finish out the game, and they're slapping each other on the back.
Gibson, the only non-senior on the floor for the Streaks. A long three by Mitchell is good.
Nice.
He pulled up on the move and fired about a 26-footer and drained it. So the Panthers go ahead and call their last timeout with 14 seconds to go, down 9.
And he had a guy on him.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shot you take at the end of the game trying to win it that never goes in, but that one did. He wasn't too far from being right in front of the scorer's table when he let that fly. So we'll see if Mike Reynolds draws up for one of his seniors to get a final shot here. If indeed they go that route, maybe they'll just dribble it out. I don't know.
Well, that's the benefit of the timeout is you can try to draw something up here and try to take advantage of it. I was looking. I saw Ethan Happ's numbers. There they are. 33 points, 13 rebounds.
That's a good night.
And Heath had 25 for Rockridge as well in that regional championship victory over Kewaunee. I had a hunch that Kewaunee would give them a much tougher game than they did the last time they played.
40 points.
I suppose it was closer, but not as close as I thought it might be.
Well, and
Rockridge is proving themselves into the tournament trail now.
Yeah, you tell you what, you play a team too many times. It's like Monmouth, Roseville, and Macomb. They start to get a little closer every time, and it did this time.
Reed in the backcourt, into the front court. Grant Gibson thought about Tyson Parks, who was open on the low blocks, and now Grant's going to get fouled on the outside. There was a defender there. It would have been a tough pass to make, but it could have given Tyson Parks 20 points if he's able to make that pass and Tyson finishes it off, and that would have been a career high.
Well, you see Gibson, he's at the line throwing his hands out like, I'm sorry, guys. You know, I'm the only underclassman out here, junior being an underclassman with this group of seniors, and he's the one that ends up getting the shots.
68-58.
Now we'll get a hand for all the seniors as they check out.
Reed, Jones, Davis, and Tyson Parks with one of his best games on senior night. Now, statistically, he won't finish with any career highs tonight. 18 points, 11 rebounds. That's quite a finish to your home senior career. Gibson misses the second. UT with a rebound, trying to get one more shot into the books. A three-pointer on the way is no good. And that's the ball game. Silver Streaks finish the regular season with two victories after snapping a four-game losing streak. 68-58 the final. The post-game show is coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Cratting Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
If you're anything like me, you want to give McDonald's a big hug. You'd probably kiss them if your lips weren't busy with those mighty wings. The spice has your eyes welling up. The price is making you feel like crying tears of joy. 5 hot, juicy, irresistible chicken wings for $3. Mmm, hot spice and price? It's obvious you're feeling that. Now everyone else should too before they're gone. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time off.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Sticks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Axline Healthmart Pharmacy in Monmouth, your only authorized Canon camera dealer in the area. Cloudy with a 50% chance of snow tonight, lows dropping down around 20. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow in the afternoon, highs of 22. Tomorrow night, snow with accumulation between 1 and 3 inches, lows of 10, with wind chill reading 0 to 10 below 0. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 degrees. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
What a fun night to end the regular season for the Silver Streaks, who win it tonight over United Township 68-58. Despite the Panthers' 5-20 record coming in, it's a pretty good team, and they're given another month, let's say, to play into this regular season. They could really do some damage in the Western Big Six down the road. As it turned out, their only two wins were against Rock Island Alleman. But I'm glad we're not going to have to play these guys in the postseason.
Yeah, I think their biggest problem, from what I can tell, their front line's pretty good. Guards, there's not much scoring punch there right now. May is a little undersized. He handles the ball pretty well and can penetrate. He does some things, but he's not a real prolific scorer, and they don't really have a two either. The guy that hurt us the other night, Tehran, is, I would say, probably more of a three. He likes to shoot from wing more to the corner, and he really didn't get a whole lot of shots off tonight. I thought whether it be Joe Williams or whoever we had on Toronto's did a pretty good job there. So happy Coach Mike Reynolds is already up here.
Yeah, good, great senior night tonight as the coach joins us now in the postgame interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, can you think of a better way to end the season than we had here tonight?
No, you guys must have been okay. You guys switched seats. We start winning again.
Well, it's because our special guest we had up
here. You should have switched about 2 weeks ago. No, very, very good. Very, that's who we are. Change defenses, play extremely hard, fight every possession, make enough shots to win the game, and aggressive, and really, really enjoy it. A lot of fun.
Mike, especially in the second half, I mean, you're down a bucket at halftime, but as soon as we came out in that third quarter, got the foul situation in our advantage, I thought we continued to be aggressive. We really didn't have to shoot many three balls tonight, and that you guys attacked the basket pretty well.
Yeah, we spread the floor extremely well, and you know, Tyson got a number of layups and a lot of, you know, I don't know how many dunks he had, but, he was a high flyer tonight, and we need that energy. We need that energy next week, so we've got to just continue to push forward and remember the good times, because this is a lot of fun, you know, 21 wins, but we've certainly, you know, we wanted to win the league. We're not going to lie, that's one of our goals, but we got a lot bigger goals here in the next week.
How much difference do you think it makes with this team? You know, for one reason or another, during that four-game losing streak, you weren't able to start the starting lineup that you'd gone with for the previous however many games it was, 24, 23 games. And then during that losing streak, you know, we weren't starting the same starting five. Tonight we got the starting five back in there. We had a much better first quarter than we had. Does that make a difference with the personality of this team, you think, as we look back on it?
I don't know if it's as much starting as I think we just rolled in a little. You know, guys, teams take lulls. You know, you watch Iowa, they're in a little lull right now defensively. We were in the same thing. You know, and I'd like to send, I'm an Iowa fan, I'd like to send Fran McCaffrey the quote we use from Tom Crean. You know, you don't shoot your way out of a slump. You defend, rebound, and get loose balls out of a slump. And then amazingly, your shots all fall. Your free throws fall. You know, you get extra possessions. That's how you get out of a slump, and that's how we've done it. You know, we did it last Friday against Rocky. We grinded a postseason-like game out against IVC and you know, played a high-level team tonight. I just told the guys in there, if they're not playing Rocky next Friday night for the regional title, you know, I don't know who will be, because if Ottawa's better than them, I'll tip their hat, because they're awful good, and Miles makes a heck of a difference, and you know, it didn't take Mark long to put that little high-low play in and throw that thing down to him. And we defended it a few times and got him to do some fadeaways, and I think that changed the game around there in the end.
And defensively, the guy that hurt us up at their place, Tehran, he buried one from the corner here, but you didn't let him have many shots tonight.
No, he had 5 threes on us last time, and I know that bothered Denzel a little bit. And Denzel, up there. Tyson ended up having to guard him on the perimeter, which is not, you know, the best comfort zone level for him. And this time with them keeping Miles in there, we were able to keep Tyson on a good matchup for him. And then we were able to keep, you know, Denzel on a good matchup for him. And Joe guarded him for a stretch there, too, when Denzel needed a break. And we got just enough foul trouble to give our guys a break. And good effort. Very, very good. As good effort as we've had all year.
I asked you in the pregame, aside from a victory, what we needed tonight in order to make you feel good about where this team needs to be heading into the regional. From our standpoint, it looks like you got it tonight. What's your standpoint as the head coach?
I agree. But, you know, we'll come find Tuesday, because I know, you know, Alleman beat Geneseo the first time. Geneseo thinks they can beat him. Alleman thinks they can beat him. Who knows? It's going to be a dogfight. But what I do know is come Tuesday night, we're going to put the white uniforms on, and hopefully Geneseo's gym looks like Thiel gym, and we can run out there and you know, feel comfortable and play fast and see where the game goes.
Was it a tough decision to go ahead and play Ethan Meeker tonight? We could tell he was still a little sluggish, but he made some great contributions as well for you.
Well, besides the one he about took Logan's head off with, the Magic Johnson pass, made me a little nervous. But he's been begging all week to play, and his dad said he's 100%, just got ice immediately after, and I guess the telltale sign will be tomorrow. You know, there'll be a lot of swelling. We'll take tomorrow off. We'll practice Sunday, Monday, and come out and fight like crazy on Tuesday.
And you talked in the pregame, you know, Ethan didn't practice a whole lot. He had some guys with sickness that they were dealing with. And yet, from what it looked like tonight, nobody made an excuse about that. Nobody wanted to kind of fall back on that. It looked like everybody gave you everything that you would ask them to give here tonight.
Well, that's who we are. I mean, really, that's who we are. You got to fight every single possession. You know, if you want to win postseason games, you want to win games against athletic good teams, because they're better athletes than we are. I mean, they're longer, they're taller. You know, we might be more skilled, but I thought we fought like crazy, and that was the difference in the game.
So we got what do you do as far as your practice schedule between now and I guess you're preparing for two teams instead of one?
Well, we got to review a little zone offense, but you've seen some of the wrinkles we put in a few different zone looks and some things that we're gonna go down with all guns blazing on Tuesday, try to get to Friday. You know, that's the mark of the postseason. Do everything you can to get to Friday night. You know, and you know, we didn't get a chance to play at Bradley last year. You know, we took our turn at Washington. We want to get back there and play at Bradley this year. Hopefully not once, but twice.
And you don't want to look ahead, but if you get to Friday night, we're anticipating maybe Dunlap again. They beat Limestone by 12. You're going to see a team that's probably playing their best ball right now.
Yeah, you know, they had a little lull, too, which is to be expected. You know, they have a short bench, too, and we've kind of, you know, shortened ours. And I know it'll be a heavyweight fight. You know, it'll be the Big Six versus the Middle Illini, and you know, we'll see what happens.
As always, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
Streaks win it tonight here, 68-58. They finished the regular season 21-10 and 6-4 in the Western Big Six. They can do no worse than a tie for third. And that's where they'll be after Quincy put it to Alleman, and a heck of a job by Sean Taylor down at Quincy this year to end up finishing second in the Western Big Six at 7-3. We'll take another timeout here on the post-game show. We'll look over the final scoring numbers, the individual and the team statistics, and we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. The post-game show continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tomorrow on WGIL Galesburg Live.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. I'll be your host tomorrow morning for Galesburg Live. At 7 a.m., find out more about this area's connection to the Underground Railroad when I visit with Owen Mulder, director of the Galesburg Colony Underground Railroad Freedom Station. And at 8, if winter's taken a toll on your house, we'll talk plumbing and heating with Neil Thomas and Dennis Reeves from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Tomorrow morning at 7 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Is Uncle Sam sending you a refund check? Lucky you! Now invest it wisely on reliable transportation for you and your family by looking for a car, truck, or van at Bob Lindsay Cars in Galesburg. Bob Lindsay has a great selection of vehicles in stock from $1,500 and up, and over 40 vehicles in stock priced under $10,000. Shop their inventory at BobLindsayCars.net or stop in at Bob Lindsay Cars just north of Arby's on Henderson Street. Great selection and a name you've grown to trust for almost 40 years. Make Bob Lindsay Cars the place to go for your transportation needs.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off by listening to Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg 68, United Township 58 on senior night to wrap up the regular season. Our final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it with two locations in Galesburg. Jim, let's look at the team numbers.
All right. Well, teams matched the number of field goals made in this one. Silver Streak shooting a little higher clip. They were 23 out of 40 for the game, including 9 of 13 in the fourth quarter, 57%. Meanwhile, United Township had a decent night from the field as well, 50% for the Panthers, 23 out of 46. Rebounding edge slightly in the Silver Streak's corner. When they do that, they usually win. 26-23, the rebounding edge for Galesburg. And the turnovers, 19 for United Township, 16 for the Silver Streaks. It's one of those numbers, Brad, where there's only a 3 difference, but it just seemed like in the course of this game, United Township's turnovers, a couple of them in bunches, really cost that team greatly because the Silver Streaks made them pay with points directly on the other end.
Well, yeah, because, when the other team's scoring, and you're not even getting any shots off on your end, it's hard to win a game, especially on the road, no less. Good three-point shooting tonight for both teams, especially for the Panthers. 6 of 8 from behind the arc. Silver Streaks were 4 of 9, pretty respectable. Still got to get that free throw percentage turned around. Just 18 of 30 were the Silver Streaks tonight. Panthers were even worse, though, at 6 of 15. Individual scoring, 2 players in double figures for UT, led by Jerry Miles with 19. He led all scorers between these two teams. Next up, Trevor May with 11. Then Lamont Mitchell and Jacob Mieske each finished with 9. Raymond Taranas and Bryant Jefferson with 3 points apiece. Javen Goodwin and Grant Webb each had 2. For the Silver Streaks, I'm just going to go down the roster from top to bottom. I think Galesburg had 4 players in double figures, and I never added up our numbers. I added up all their shooting numbers, but then I never added up their actual score. So Devin Ross finishes with 4. Ethan Meeker finishes with 14. Denzel Jones with 11 tonight. Joe Williams did not score. Grant Gibson finished with 21. So Gibson was the leading scorer tonight, not Miles. And then Tyson Parks, 1 short of his career high with 18 and 11 rebounds. A very strong double-double on senior night. So only 5 players scored for the Silver Streaks. They were all the starters, and 4 of those 5 were in double figures. 68-58, Galesburg's 21-10. Heading into the regional next Tuesday against either Geneseo or Alleman at Geneseo High School. UT finishes the regular season 5-21. They'll open the regional Monday night against Pekin. We'll close out the postgame show with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and our final thoughts from John Thiel Jim for the final time this season when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
$100 cash. You never know where the button spotter may be.
Well, this is our WGIL button spotting envelope, and we'd like you to open it up.
I have never won from this. I've had the buttons on before, so. All right! Thank you. Yes, it is!
$500 cash.
I am Jeanette Lucas from Watauga, Illinois, and I just won $500 from the WGIL button.
You just crashed your car. And you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Great finish for the season tonight for the Galesburg boys basketball team. They are 21-10. They've won 20 games during the regular season for 2 straight years. First time the Streaks have done that since the 97 and 98 teams did it. Of course, the 98 team, we all know what they did on down the road.
Yeah, they were okay.
They did all right. In fact, they did so all right, they actually won 30. Most wins for a boys program in Silver Streak history. Here tonight, 68-58, the victory over United Township. Great second half by the Silver Streaks.
And our final order of business is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you, we had great efforts from everybody tonight. Just really a good team win here tonight. You know, Grant Gibson had 21. It was almost kind of a quiet 21, if there is such a thing, because it was kind of steady through the game. He got to the free throw line. Didn't score in bunches, didn't hit a bunch of three bombs or anything, but was just, I think Grant has matured in his shot selection. We used to, you know, most games you would get a time or two where you'd say, well, that may not have been the best shot for that situation. I don't see him taking those much anymore. He really seems to pick his spots better. Doesn't feel like he has to always lead the team in scoring, but yet usually does. So 21 for Gibson tonight. He also had a couple of really nice passes, and in particular the beautiful alley-oop to Tyson Parks. Now, I've talked about Grant Gibson a lot. The last name I mentioned, though, I think has got to be our crunch time player of the game. Tyson Parks with the 18 points, 11, 12 rebounds.
11, yep.
Just the energy. A couple of slam dunks that really ignited the crowd here, and he was on his last game on this court. He was electric,
and he just did it consistently in every quarter tonight. 4 in the first, 4 in the second, 5 in the third, 5 in the fourth. Just, I mean, as steady as could be. When the Streaks needed a big play, he got it. When they needed a big rebound, he got it. I'm with you. That's where I was leaning too.
Yep, and I thought Denzel had a nice game on his final night here on the court too as well. And
yep.
Again, Ethan playing through still. His dad may have said he was 100%. I'm not sure watching. I'd say he was quite 100% tonight.
He had a terrific second half, though.
He did. He led the team out in breaks, got some steals, and in the open court, he's really, as Mike says, he's really, really good. And so, just a nice team win for these guys. And we walked away with the win Saturday night, and you know, the scoreboard said we won, but I really didn't feel like we really accomplished anything other than getting more points. I still didn't feel like I saw the Silver Streak team that we saw earlier in the season. Tonight we leave the court with that feeling again, which is great.
And good to leave the home crowd with that feeling too, as the Streaks are done here at John Thiel Gym for the 2013-14 season. Again, we'll be at Geneseo on Tuesday night. The host Maple Leafs will play Alleman on Monday, and the Streaks get the winner of that game on Tuesday. Again, it's a little earlier start. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off, so we'll have our pregame at 6:40 here on WGIL. Jim, we'll see you there, and we'll see you then.
Sounds great.
Our thanks to Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. For Nick, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks win it tonight, 68-58 to close out the regular season, 21-10. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.